Hey guys, welcome back to the Double Coverage Sports Podcast with Johnny and Andrew Cassis.
What's up, guys?
We just want to say thank you to everybody who is or has listened to episode 6, the fallout from the Magic Johnson craziness when he stepped down as the president. So if you have listened to that, thank you very much. Also, if you're following us on our social media pages and engaging with us on those, we really appreciate it. Andrew, you want to give them the socials?
Yeah, guys, thank you again just for me. Really appreciate you guys checking it out, checking out all the episodes and continuing to follow along with us. If you don't follow us yet, we're available on Twitter at Double Coverage K and also Facebook and Instagram at Double Coverage Sports Podcast. And you can find all the episodes and following episodes coming up on SoundCloud, Anchor, and we're now available on Apple and Google Podcasts as well. So check us out, guys. Thank you again for taking the time out of your day, and let's get episode 7 going.
So, for those of you who don't know, today's a big day. It's one of my favorite days, to be honest. It's, Chiefs don't have a pick, but it is the first round of the NFL draft today.
Yep.
Big time draft. Normally I have a nice little routine. We hang out, me and my best buddy, and we watch the draft together. But the ninny forgot to get the time off of work.
Oh, do I never, dude. So yeah, I got a lot on my plate, man. What do you want me to do?
I will have a lot to take care of. I will be watching it solo. I will be actually tweeting every pick on our Double Coverage Sports Podcast Twitter page at Double Coverage Sports K on Twitter. So follow that. A little plug there, shamelessly. But yeah, I'm watching it by myself. And so what we're going to do, we're going to bring you guys our mock draft. So basically, we're going to give you our picks if we were the GMs of the teams. We didn't do any trades, so we're not getting anything crazy like that. We don't have any insider information. We're not Shefty, where we could pull out a phone during a segment or anything.
That's not happening.
So we're going to give you our picks as if we were the GMs right now where the picks stand. And without further ado, let's get the music going, baby!
Ladies and gentlemen, the 2019 Double Coverage Sports Podcast Mock Draft is now officially open. The Arizona Cardinals, you are on the clock.
With the number one pick in the 2019 NFL Draft, the Arizona Cardinals select Kyler Murray, quarterback, Oklahoma. Now, 3-13, the Arizona Cardinals had a lot of places they could have gone with this number one overall pick. Their offensive line was an option. Their wide receiving core and tight end, just pass catchers as a whole, definitely could use some revamping. No matter who's under center for the Cards next year, the O-line will need to be better, as they were ranked last by Pro Football Focus in the league. The Cards have the number one pick for the first time ever, so what a better time to go get your franchise guy. You know, you hired Cliff Kingsbury. It's time to steer into the skid, go all in on Cliff Kingsbury. Cliff did come out and say that if he had the number one pick in the draft, he would pick Kyler Murray. Well, you have that chance now, so go prove to your organization that you're all in and go get your franchise quarterback, Kyler Murray, for the Arizona Cardinals.
With the number two pick in the 2019 NFL Draft, the San Francisco 49ers select Nick Bosa, defensive end out of Ohio State. Going into this offseason, I know Kyle Shanahan wanted to shore up his defense, and I think that's exactly what he's about to do. The loss of Reuben Foster was a big one. He was a difference maker on the defensive side of the ball, but they went out and traded for Dee Ford and signed Quan Alexander away from the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. You pair that with Solomon Thomas, DeForest Buckner, and Eric Armstead. I couldn't really tell you how many quarterbacks would be excited to have to face that come Sundays. So Nick Bosa makes a lot of sense here. Look for them to address the wide receivers later in the draft, but right now, you take the younger brother, Nick Bosa.
With the number three pick in the 2019 NFL Draft, the New York Jets select Quinnen Williams, defensive lineman, Alabama. The Jets need a few difference makers on both sides of the ball to get where they want to be next season. I can definitely see them trying to trade this pick down to gather some more picks throughout the draft and really build their team that way. One team who may be interested in moving up is the Redskins. With Alex Smith's injury, we heard that they may be trying to leapfrog the Giants for Dwayne Haskins. Like I said, the Jets can really use an edge rusher, but considering how raw Josh Allen would be, I think that's a reach here at 3. So the Jets get, in my opinion, the best player in this draft overall, Quinnen Williams, to pair inside with Leonard Williams. They'll form a monster tandem between the tackles that'll be formidable against both the pass and the rush.
With the 4th pick in the 2019 NFL Draft, the Oakland Raiders select Josh Allen, edge rusher from Kentucky. The Oakland Raiders finished out their 2018 season at 4 wins and 12 losses, and it's no secret that their defense needs all the help in the world. They only compiled 13 total sacks last year, and since the Khalil Mack trade, they've also lost Bruce Irvin. Josh Allen alone had 17.5 sacks in his final collegiate season. He has a tremendous ability to set the edge against the run, so he's not just a pass rusher. He can get after it, and he has the skill set and speed to track tight ends and running backs out in coverage at a high level. The Raiders desperately need someone who can get to the quarterback, but also can play sideline to sideline, chasing down running backs out the backfield. So my pick, Josh Allen at 4 for the Oakland Raiders.
With the 5th pick in the 2019 NFL Draft, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers select Devin White, the linebacker out of LSU. With Bruce Arians now at the helm, there's no excuses for Jameis Winston. The quarterback guru is in a hoozy, and it's time to see if the 1 overall pick has the goods. Todd Bowles is the new DC, and he has his work cut out for him. They're awful on the back end and face Drew Brees, Cam Newton, and Matty Ice twice a year. The Bucs lost Kwon Alexander, the QB of the defense, so Devin White, the super athletic inside linebacker, slides right in. A little undersized, but given how much this game is played in space nowadays, he's the new era style of linebacker and will be a nice addition to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
With the 6th pick in the 2019 NFL Draft, the New York Giants select Dwayne Haskins, quarterback out of Ohio State. Giants fans, rejoice! Finally! Listen, I don't see them doing it 3 times in a row. 3 straight drafts, you're not going to pass up on franchise quarterback talent, okay? They're going to take Haskins here. He's got a great arm, and besides whatever they say about them not being a great fit, it doesn't matter. Just the talent alone will make him be a fit, and you throw in Saquon Barkley in his backfield, that's going to make for a deadly combo, and you don't just throw 50 touchdowns in a collegiate season if you're not the real deal, guys, okay? Dwayne Haskins is the guy for New York here. They finally find the replacement for old Eli.
With the 7th pick in the 2019 NFL Draft, the Jacksonville Jaguars select TJ Hockenson, tight end out of Iowa. The Jags have their quarterback now with Nick Foles, but that won't solve all their offensive woes. They lack playmakers, and their O-line is one of the worst in the league. So the Jags will go with Hockenson, the rare dual-threat tight end talent out of Iowa, who is effective in both the runs and pass games. The 6'5 big man has exceptional ball skills and is able to rack up the yak. You know, I love that term. The addition of a marquee talent like Hockenson at the tight end position, working the middle of the field, will allow the offense to open up on the outside and free up some of those passes for Nick Foles down the field.
With the 8th pick in the 2019 NFL Draft, the Detroit Lions select Ed Oliver, defensive lineman, Houston. They could have gone a couple different ways here, guys. They could have found someone to pair with Darius Slay at corner. They also could have gone offensive lineman and get some more help from Matthew Stafford. But Ed Oliver is too good to pass up here, guys. The talent is not going to see him leave and fall out of the top 10. Okay, Snacks Harrison, Damon Harrison, is approaching his mid-30s, and Ezekiel Ansah is gone. So taking a versatile pass rusher and difference maker makes a lot of sense for the Lions here. They already added Trey Flowers from New England, a guy Matt Patricia really likes. Now it's time to pair him up with another young talent so they can get after the quarterback even more on defense. So I have the Lions taking Ed Oliver at 8.
With the 9th pick in the 2019 NFL Draft, the Buffalo Bills select Jawan Taylor, offensive tackle, Florida. I truly believe Scott McDermott and co. would go D-line if Oliver or Williams fell. But trust me, they won't. So the Bills will go with the tackle Jawan Taylor out of Florida to help protect second-year quarterback Josh Allen. Taylor will start at either tackle. His long arms and quick feet allow him to ride speed rushers beyond the quarterback, which is ideal with a quarterback like Allen, you know, who loves to run around in the pocket. The addition of Jawan Taylor will shore up that offensive line that saw 6 new faces walk through the door this offseason.
With the 10th pick in the 2019 NFL Draft, the Denver Broncos select Drew Lock, quarterback, Missouri. Losing Matt Paradis on the offensive line was definitely a way they could have gone and looked to this draft to fix that hole, but I think Drew Lock is too good of a quarterback to pass up here. Clearly, Case Keenum didn't work out last year, and surely Joe Flacco isn't the answer, especially not considering the amount of money he's going to get paid. John Elway needs a strong arm and an accurate one. Lock completed over 63% of his passes during his senior season, and with Cortland Sutton as his true number one wide receiver and Phillip Lindsay in the backfield, the Broncos have a shot to start building a young offensive core of their own that can keep up with the speed of the Los Angeles Chargers and the Kansas City Chiefs. So Drew Lock is the quarterback for Denver here at number 10.
With the 11th pick in the 2019 NFL Draft, the Cincinnati Bengals select Jonah Williams, offensive tackle, Alabama. New coach Zack Snyder has taken on quite the challenge in Cincy. The D, which is normally a staple, was anything but last year. He already has a huge task on offense as the Bengals always teeter in the bottom half of the league. Andy Dalton will be the QB going forward, at least for this year. So let's straighten up that O-line and go with Jonah Williams, the tackle out of Alabama. He played tackle in college, but his limited length may cause him to move inside as he makes the jump to the NFL. If AJ Green, Tyler Eifert, and Joe Mixon can stay healthy, Zach Taylor may have the opportunity to make some noise year one. That's hoping, of course, that the Red Rifle is anything but and not the beige water pistol.
With the 12th pick in the 2019 NFL Draft, the Green Bay Packers select Devin Bush Jr., linebacker out of Michigan. They could have gone a couple different ways. Tight end Noah Fant made a lot of sense here for them. I also wouldn't be surprised to see them shore up the offensive line with the loss of Brian Bulaga last offseason, but I think Devin Bush is too good of a player for Green Bay to pass up to start building around the defense led by Blake Martinez, so I see Green Bay selecting this rangy, quick, and explosive linebacker who can get downhill into the run game, and his 4-4 speed allows him to fly around the football field. So I see Green Bay selecting Devin Bush Jr. out of Michigan.
With the 13th pick in the 2019 NFL Draft, the Miami Dolphins select Cleveland Farrell, defensive end, Clemson. The Dolphins finished last year with the 31st ranked defense and allowed the most yards in franchise history. With Ryan Fitzmagic at the helm, they could look to draft their franchise QB, but the top two will be gone, and I feel they're in tank for Tua mode. The Dolphins will start the rebuilding process of their D-line with Farrell, who desperately fills a need for the Finns and automatically becomes their best pass rusher and most complete player on the front seven. They also still have Xavien Howard and Minka Fitzpatrick in the secondary, so new coach Brian Flores has some work to do on both sides of the ball, but has building blocks on the defensive side where he calls home.
With the 14th pick in the 2019 NFL Draft, the Atlanta Falcons select Christian Wilkins, defensive lineman, Clemson. Look, if Christian Wilkins even makes it this far, it's going to be a steal for them at 14 for Atlanta. They needed a little bit of help on offensive line and some help with Deion Jones at the linebacking core. But like I said, the talent is too good to pass up here. They franchise tag Grady Jarrett in the offseason, so this could be a chance for them to get a young player that can develop into an impact player like Grady Jarrett already is without having to pay him a premium price tag. So I see Atlanta taking Christian Wilkins here from Clemson.
With the 15th pick in the 2019 NFL Draft, the Washington Redskins select Brian Burns, edge defender from Florida State. The injury to Alex Smith is devastating, and we hope he continues to recover, but the Skins are now in need of a franchise QB to add to the laundry list of needs they already have on the offense. The Redskins have the opportunity, though, to build something really special on the defensive side of the ball this year. They have Allen and Payne, the Bama boys on the interior, Landon Collins and Reuben Foster were also added this offseason, so adding an outside rusher like Burns to pair with Kerrigan makes this D a formidable one going forward and into the future, as they are all very young as well.
With the 16th pick in the 2019 NFL Draft, the Carolina Panthers select Andre Dillard, offensive tackle, Washington State. The defense needs a youthful overhaul, but they also need to find a way to keep guys off of their quarterback, Cam Newton. Andre Dillard is a quick, strong-handed left tackle whose athleticism allows him to explode out of his stance, and he has a lot of experience in pass protection. If any of you know, watching Mike Leach's Washington State football team, they love to throw it across the field. So Andre Dillard makes a lot of sense here, and the addition of Matt Paradis on the interior will help with the run game and also make sure that pocket is nice and clean for Cam to throw some dimes. So my pick, Andre Dillard at 16 for the Panthers.
With the 17th pick in the 2019 NFL Draft, the New York Giants select Cody Ford, the offensive tackle out of Oklahoma. This pick comes via the OBJ trade to Cleveland, and since Andrew has the Giants taking their franchise QB with the 6th pick, the Giants can now go get their starting right tackle in Ford with the 17th. This pick is as much for Saquon as it is for the Giants and Eli. Ford is a nasty run blocker who's athletic enough to effectively work to the second level and open up those rushing lanes for Saquon. Dave Gettleman loves his big boys in the trenches, so I can see them going ahead and taking Ford, the offensive tackle, out of Oklahoma.
With the 18th pick in the 2019 NFL Draft, the Minnesota Vikings select Garrett Bradbury, interior offensive lineman from North Carolina State. Now, Minnesota could have looked to get some help on their defense. They also could have looked to maybe find a replacement for tight end Kyle Rudolph, who's getting up there in age. But needless to say, they have talent all over the offensive side of the ball in their wide receivers and their running backs, and a full, healthy offseason for Dalvin Cook is really going to make a difference, especially when you add in the aggressive run blocking of Garrett Bradbury. Kirk Cousins was sacked 40 times last year, and this team still managed to have a winning record. If they want to be better and take that next step to contending for division titles and possibly a Super Bowl, they need to fix that right away.
With the 19th pick in the 2019 NFL Draft, the Tennessee Titans select DeAndre Baker, cornerback, Georgia. The D-line is a question mark for sure, but a lot of them have already flown off the board by now. The Titans can also look to tight end or wide receiver here to help evaluate Mariota fully as he heads into an offseason where he's able to go elsewhere. But the Titans only had 17 turnovers last year, which was bottom 5 in the league, and DeAndre Baker is a highly instinctive, high IQ corner that reads route combinations very well. His above-average ball skills and quick feet allow him to make plays, which Coach Mike Vrabel will definitely be looking for headed into next season with Andrew Luck and Deshaun Watson on their schedule twice a year.
With the 20th pick in the 2019 NFL Draft, the Pittsburgh Steelers select Greedy Williams, cornerback, out of LSU. The Steelers in the past couple of seasons have still been looking to fill the void left by Ryan Shazier at inside backer. Unfortunately, a lot of the top-tier talent is already off the board in Devin White and Devin Bush. So, I think Pittsburgh goes and looks for a replacement for aging Joe Hayden, who just turned 30 this offseason. Mike Tomlin is going to be looking for a long, athletic corner to pair with Artie Burns to shore up his secondary moving forward. So, I have the Pittsburgh Steelers selecting Greedy Williams out of LSU.
With the 21st pick in the 2019 NFL Draft, the Seattle Seahawks select Rashawn Gary, edge rusher, Michigan. D-line was already a need before they traded Frank Clark to the Chiefs. Now it's even more of a necessity for the Seattle Seahawks. They're very fortunate, though, that this draft is loaded with defensive talent, so much so that Rashawn Grady falls all the way to Seattle at 21. His production was lacking at Michigan, but the talent is definitely there as he has all the tools, size, length, and speed. He's a super effective both against the run and the pass. He destroys tight ends on the edge, and his athleticism allows him to get out in coverage on running backs and in the flat as well. He is super raw though, but if he develops a second pass rush move, the sky is the limit given the natural talent that this guy possesses.
With the 22nd pick in the 2019 NFL Draft, the Baltimore Ravens select Marquise Brown, wide receiver out of Oklahoma.
Hollywood!
They could have gone a couple different ways, especially because they lost Terrell Suggs this offseason. They're going to need somebody to get after the quarterback. But Matthew Judon and Michael Pierce are staying pat in Baltimore, and that should help them out with getting solid pass rush. I think Baltimore saw enough out of Lamar Jackson last season to say, hey, we're going to go and invest in our young guy, and we're going to get him a true number one wide receiver. The addition of Marquise Hollywood Brown and John Brown could be possibly the fastest wide receiver duo in the NFL next season. You pair that with somebody as fast as Lamar Jackson, then the sky is the limit for this offense. They're going to need to address inside linebacker later in the draft, but for right now, they're going to invest in their young QB with Hollywood Brown out of Oklahoma.
With the 23rd pick in the 2019 NFL Draft, the Houston Texans select Byron Murphy, cornerback out of Washington. Deshaun Watson was sacked league-high 62 times last season, so getting O-line help and moving up for it is a definite possibility, as I don't see any of the top players falling this far. But the secondary also saw its fair share of turnover, and after allowing 260 yards a game passing last year, they will fill a hole with Byron Murphy. Murphy does a great job of reading the QB and has the best ball skills in this draft. He did play a lot of bail coverage though, so he can sometimes struggle in press, but his upside of being a disruptor on the back end makes up for that one flaw.
With the 24th pick in the 2019 NFL Draft, the Oakland Raiders select Dexter Lawrence, defensive lineman from Clemson. Now, I've been mentioning that throughout this whole draft process that the Raiders needed help getting to the quarterback. As you mentioned before, a league-low 13 sacks last season on the defensive side of the ball, and I think Dexter Lawrence could eventually be considered a steal at 24. I see the Raiders looking to continue bolster their defensive line, so I think adding a guy like Dexter Lawrence, who's big and strong and can really mess with those interior offensive linemen and get to the quarterback up the middle, is a smart move for them. I know Josh Jacobs for a lot of people might have been a popular pick, but I think that's a bit of a reach here. Look for them to try and address the running back position later on in this draft, but for now, Dexter Lawrence at 24 for the Oakland Raiders.
With the 25th pick in the 2019 NFL Draft, the Philadelphia Eagles select Jonathan Abram, safety from Mississippi State. The Eagles secondary was bad last year. The offense looks to be set once again going into next year. They even added Jordan Howard from Chicago to come be their RB1. So I fully expect the Eagles to go defense here, and Abram fits the bill. Abram will pair nicely with Rodney McLeod, who's coming off of injury. He fits perfectly as an in-the-box safety who can key, read, and fill alleys. He also has shown the ability to guard detached tight ends and some bigger slot receivers, but may struggle with speed slots over the middle.
With the 26th pick in the 2019 NFL Draft, the Indianapolis Colts select Montez Sweat, edge rusher, Mississippi State. Sweat is going to drop a bit in this draft due to a heart condition that may cause some GMs to hesitate on actually drafting him, but make no mistake, he's got pure raw talent. His get-off is lightning quick, and his long frame allows him to get hands on offensive linemen quickly and move them at the point of attack. His effort and energy will provide a nice spark and pair nicely with veteran Justin Houston. GM Chris Ballard has really been looking to shore up his pass rush, and I think he solidifies it with the pick of Montez Sweat, edge rusher out of Mississippi State.
With the 27th pick in the 2019 NFL Draft, the Oakland Raiders select Noah Fant, tight end out of Iowa. The Raiders are still in need of playmakers on the offense, even with AB and Tyrell Williams coming this offseason. If the draft ends up this way, the Raiders would have hit it out of the park. They get their interior defensive lineman help in Dexter Lawrence, their edge rusher in Josh Allen, and now an athletic playmaker on the inside with Noah Fant. Todd McShay described him as a bulked-up slot receiver. He played both attached and with his hand at the dirt at Iowa. He's fast enough to stretch the field vertically and is also able to pull away from defenders on those underneath routes.
With the 28th pick in the 2019 NFL Draft, the Los Angeles Chargers select Dalton Risner, right tackle, Kansas State. Now, Philip Rivers, Mr. Bolo Tie, is going to need some help at his offensive line if he's ever going to want to reach the pinnacle Super Bowl that he always dreamed of. Incumbent Sam Tevi at right tackle allowed 8 sacks and 12 quarterback hits last year alone, and Risner is a solid pick for them here, possessing a solid combo of power, balance, and awareness. He is great at recognizing blitzes and stunts, and his power allows him to turn defenders around when they try to power rush him. The Chargers desperately need to shore up a unit who was ranked 30th in offensive line efficiency last season per PFF. So, Dalton Risner is a safe and efficient pick here for the Los Angeles Chargers, offensive tackle from Kansas State.
With the 29th pick in the 2019 NFL Draft, the Seattle Seahawks select N'Keal Harry, the wide receiver out of Arizona State. Now that they paid Russell Wilson, they need to get him some help. So far in his career, he has completed more passes to undrafted wide receivers than drafted wide receivers.
That's unbelievable.
One problem I always have with their receivers is they're always small. They're always undersized. Russell Wilson throws one of the best deep balls in the game, and at 6'2", with outstanding ball skills, Harry rewards his QBs for giving him the opportunity. He gives the Seahawks the ability to line him up as the true X receiver who can win his one-on-one matchup on the outside.
With the 30th pick in the 2019 NFL Draft, the Green Bay Packers select Nasir Adderley, safety out of Delaware. Now, Green Bay was really hoping they can catch a tight end somewhere in this first round, but unfortunately, both Hockenson and Noah Fant are off the board. And after filling a need at inside linebacker earlier in the draft, look for them to find the replacement for HaHa Clinton Dix in Adderley. He's a former corner with the range and speed to be excellent over the top at the free safety position. He plays physical for being so small in stature, and he has the ability to tackle extremely well in space. Nasir Adderley would be an excellent pick for Green Bay here and help shore up their secondary and the defense that continues to grow and get better.
With the 31st pick in the 2019 NFL Draft, the Los Angeles Rams select Chris Lindstrom, offensive lineman, Boston College. The Rams have a loaded roster and are looking to make another deep run in the playoffs next year. They need to add some reinforcements to both the defensive and offensive lines, but the signing of Michael Brockers allows them to go offense and take Lindstrom from Boston College here. Lindstrom will be the sixth man on the offensive line for the Rams, as his versatility allows him to play inside and out. He can also come in and be a viable starter next year if injuries do play a factor for the Rams on that offensive line.
With the 32nd pick in the 2019 NFL Draft, the New England Patriots select Daniel Jones, quarterback, Duke. Now, they do need to fill the hole at tight end with Rob Gronkowski's retirement, but Bill Belichick has 12 draft picks to work with in a defensive-heavy draft, so I could see the Patriots selling high and finding a replacement to develop behind Brady in Daniel Jones. His 6'5", 220-pound frame makes him very durable, and his arm isn't anything to write home about per se in power, but he relies more on touch. He throws with great anticipation and plenty of loft on his deep balls. Sound familiar, Pats fans? Yeah, that's Brady. I think Belichick drafts and keeps this time his quarterback of the future, Daniel Jones, quarterback from Duke.
All right, guys, that's going to do it for our Double Coverage Sports 2019 NFL Mock Draft. We're going to be posting these on our social pages. And again, like I said, we're going to be on Twitter live tweeting all of the picks and giving some reaction to those picks. Andrew?
Yeah, find us on Twitter, guys. Twitter handle, again, at Double Coverage K, on Facebook and Instagram at Double Coverage Sports Podcast. Like Johnny said, we'll be live tweeting, so tune in if you don't want to miss any picks, and check out the NFL Draft tomorrow.
And again, just wanted to thank you guys, everybody who's listening, everybody who's following and engaging on our social media pages with us. We really appreciate you guys' time and your efforts, so again, just a big thank you for me and Andrew over here at Double Coverage Sports Podcast, and look out for the next episode.
You guys.